Good things with Brent Lindeke.
Brent Lindeke, the good things guy. Happy Friday, Brent.
Happy Friday, man, and happy Friday to all of the listeners.
So you bring us, as always, wonderful good news stories at a time where we are all feeling anxious and nervous and just don't really know what is going on in the country. So thank you for that. The gift of the givers. It's always civil society, hey, that comes to the rescue of South Africans when we need it most. This is a story of a fire that broke out in Fairview, and Gift of the Givers jumped in here.
Yeah, you know, this institution, this organization is one of the best in South Africa, and they are always at the forefront of helping. And this really tragic fire that broke out in Fairview, as I know apparently yesterday, the Gift of the Givers jumped in because the whole area was being watershedded. So there was no water in the area to actually put out these fires. They managed to get a group of volunteers to come through to assist all the way from St. Francis. And then as of yesterday afternoon, they rent helicopters to go and get that area sort of sorted with water bombs. And apparently, from what I've seen on social media and all the thanks that have been thrown their way, they worked throughout the night. Those helicopters were working late into the night last night and again this morning to put out the fire. So big shout out to Gift of the Givers. Thank you, civil society, for coming together to really help South Africans.
And then, Brent, a lot of people are trying to decide what to do about their December holidays, whether or not the KZN beaches are going to be open. We have seen politicians swimming in the beaches to try and assure us that everything is fine. But what do we know about what's happening there?
Look, as good things, Guy, one of our environmental journalists has been trying to put a list together for the past 3 weeks of the beaches that are all open and safe. And the communication that we'd get from certain parties changed quite often. It seemed to be a daily thing that was changing as to what beaches were open. But we can now confidently say we've put out an article with regards to the South Coast. The South Coast has got so many incredible beaches that are open, and we've put together a full list. There's even a list of the Blue Flag beaches, which are the best of the best, an international sort of award that gets given to beaches around the world. So, yeah, we do have a list of beaches open. And please remember, KZN needs our tourism. They need our money. They've had a hectic 2 years. It's been really difficult for them. We need to help KZN get back on their feet with our tourist bucks. So get down there, Joburg, and even from Cape Town, you guys, make your way to KZN.
Well, Brent, thank you so much. Listen, we're all feeling a bit, I described it as hungover today because we were expecting our president to resign yesterday. Things are a bit up in the air. We're all a bit anxious, but thanks for bringing us some sunshine as always.
It's what I do, Mans, and if I can leave all the listeners with this, we must remember that quote, the quote that I always say, in times of tragedy, look for the helpers. They will always be there, and the helpers, everybody, are you and me. So let's get stuck in, let's get involved, let's make South Africa a better place.
Now more than ever, Brent Lindeke, the good things guy, thanks as always for wrapping up our week for us here on the Midday Report.